Why, hello. I downloaded the Anchor app again and placed it on my phone because I was curious. I was curious if I could psych myself up to record a personal podcast. Not that I need it. I mean, I'll talk about anything, honestly. Because I'm taking a walk and things are bouncing around my brain, and that's all you really need. I have no really qualms about putting my voice on a podcast platform or recording my voice and putting it out there for myself mostly. But if anybody else listens, then so be it. But anyway, the last time I recorded one of these personal ditties, it was 2019, I believe, right before the pandemic. And we've been through quite a bit since then. Been through, feels like a war, you know. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people have died. There's been wars in the world. Wars in Syria, Russia. Terrible stuff. But yeah. Taking a walk. Used to record these before work as I did some mall walking. But now, as you probably hear from the various noises around me, there's a helicopter flying above, cars going by, kids playing, wind. I don't have one of those puffy microphones to cut down on the wind like all the vloggers I see using. But I'm just started this walk on this day when I'm generally working because my son, he went and got tested to see if he has, he's on the spectrum, and we kind of believe he is. So I took off for that, and as I do, it's a nice day, it's like 70, perfect for walking. I go out and I walk and I listen to music, podcasts. Today I was listening to AMI Audio, which is a Canadian TV radio station for the blind. I don't get the TV, but I got the audio through TuneIn. I found out about it because there was a broadcaster on XM who did the hockey morning show. His name was Mike Ross. And his show was canceled. He was on there for a long time, so I just kind of followed the voice. And he did a morning show. And it turns out they cover not just issues for the blind, but they also cover issues for people with disabilities. And I've worked with people with disabilities for around 20 years, I guess, at this point. Give or take time, you know, blurs together. But yeah, he's on there still. And I think he's the Toronto Maple Leafs He calls out the starting lineups and the goals and who had the assists in the Toronto Maple Leaf Arena in Toronto, which is a pretty incredible gig to do, you know, with this AMI gig. But yeah, just follow the voices, which I do sometimes, you know. That's how I found one of my favorite personal podcasters from Canada. His name's Anthony Marco. I think the first thing I heard him was doing this show called TVA, which is about TV shows in Canada. I followed his voice, and it turns out he had like 9 other podcasts. And I just kind of listened, and he did this personal podcast thing, which I loved. Just him talking about labor activism and family stuff, and, you know, just personal stuff, nothing deep. And it struck me that that's all you really need. It's just a voice and, you know, some ideas. Now, in college, I was a radio guy, and I did, I was the general manager, music director, and everything in between at a college station. And I love that because it was more personal, you know. The rules were looser of what you could broadcast. There were still rules, you know. But it was less stringent. It's not really a career I wanted to follow, though. Who knows? Maybe I did deep down inside. I just didn't find my way into that. So, yeah, I ended up working with people with disabilities. Brain injuries, to be exact. And I lived there for 17 years, excuse me. And within the past year, I left there and I went to this place called Growth Horizons in Bucks County. And I'm a program director, which entails many things that I'm not going to get into right now. But, you know, I manage 3 houses filled with wonderful human beings. You know, both staff and, you know, clients. Or consumers, as they call them now. It's always been clients to me, but they call them consumers now, which I've never really liked that. It doesn't really flow, you know, out of my brain like client. And I never thought that the word client was very offensive, but I don't know that they changed the name because of that, but they may have. I'm not sure. But yeah. So yeah, going back to me walking today, I was listening to a show called Kelly and Company, which is done by, I think his name's Kelly McDonald, and he's done tons of shows on AMI through the years. He's had this for, I think this show for 4 years or so. It's around 2:00 every day. And he's had a couple co-hosts talk about various issues relating to disability. And I love this station because there's a lot of kindness in what they broadcast, which can't say all the time about commercial broadcasting or even podcasting. It might sound silly, me looking for that, but I kind of do, in a sense. I look for voices that kind of speak to me between the words they're saying. You know, like you get a feeling from the tone and how people project their thoughts onto a, you know, into a microphone. Again, maybe that's silly, but it's just me and it's how I listen. Maybe it's a form of deep listening, which is, you know, I do with music as well. I listen to a million and one kinds of music, genre, between genre. Some are genre-less, but yeah, that's a discussion for a different day, because music is something that I can go on and on and on about, and maybe if I keep doing this, I shall. But anyway, just wanted to pop my head in here, say hello, and if anybody listens, much love to you. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.